But right now, I invite you to close your eyes and allow yourself to relax. Total surrender to relaxation and knowing that you are right now in a safe place. One that is connected with the divinity that's within you. And that divinity within you is giving you a gentle hug of love, support, peace, connectedness, balance. And in this place of total surrender to oneness and peace, let us now hear the final message about the Akash from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Indeed, this is the fourth and final lesson for this month about the Akash. The Akash, the Akashic Record, all of the energies of the system that it involves is complex, a lot more than four channels. So this will be revisited many times in different ways, especially as you start to feel it working for you, and especially as the energy of this shift changes. I don't know how many of you who have followed my messages, my energy, my love for 34 years, I don't know how many of you are here right now, but there are some. And you may ask the question, I've heard this before, Kryon, why are you covering this? Two parts to that answer. Number one, because there are so many waking up right now who haven't heard it, dear one. And the second part is because no matter what I taught before, it's being enhanced. This energy of the shift is changing almost everything. Now, can you see why? They have described your awakening as a slight lifting of the veil. What is the veil? Do you remember the definition of that? That veil is a multidimensional barrier, you might say, between the four dimensions you see and the multidimensionality that is the real reality of the soul, of the rest of the universe. You're not privy to that. It's interesting to see scientists and physicists specifically starting to be aware of it because they're touching it. They're seeing it. They're looking at marvelous things like entanglement and all things that are multidimensional, even cellular structure. Quantum biologists starting to have a peek into that. But so are you. As that veil becomes thinner or lifts between a standard linear 4D and a multidimensional reality on the other side of that veil, then things start to get interesting, especially for old souls. This is where you start to sense things that perhaps you never ever thought about before. It is the explanation of why so many people are awakening today to questions they would never have asked 20 years ago. Some have looked at the new generations coming in and say, well, they're smarter, they're more aware. And I'll tell you what's going on. They're receiving better tools than you ever had. And the tools are there in front of them. They don't have to ask for them. They don't have to work for them. They don't have to climb stairs or do chores for them. They just arrive. When they get there, their consciousness is more allied to the other side than yours was when you were born. But you're starting to see it as well. The Akash, it holds so many mysteries. But there is one commonality I'm going to give you in this lesson. And it's one perhaps you've thought of or not. If you are one today who is starting to awakening awaken to a bigger truth. That's the description of you asking the questions. Is there more? Did I miss something? Is everything I've been told accurate and true, or could it be bigger? Is God bigger than I was told? Is there something there that I should know? These are questions of awakening. Now, if you are one of those, I can guarantee you that it wasn't the first time you asked those questions. Right now, you're asking them because the veil is lifting. But in past lives, you asked them because they were occurring to you because of your lineage of spirituality. Let me explain that. An old soul today awakening, and there are millions of you, have had numbers of past lives that have represented a spiritual quest. Did you hear that? How many of you believe you are in some kind of spiritual quest? Now, that's not just a group of people who are studying the Bible. That would be those of you who have decided to forsake the reality or comforts of home and even family, and to sequester yourself in a place of study or helping others. You might even call it nuns or priests. Whatever they were back in those days, whatever they were called, they were there. And you had the opportunity to then go there and study the spiritual part of all that you knew somehow was there. Are you with me? Many of you did this. Because you, what I would call, pre-awakened. It was a precursor of today. This is not the first time that you start asking questions that you're asking now. The difference is amazing. In a past energy, there were no lifting of the veil. You studied and studied, and you bowed and scraped and kneeled. But that's what you did to become spiritual. So you weren't really getting what you're getting even today. But it was the precursor of what you're doing today. It was a rehearsal for what you're doing today. So what is it that most of you, not just some of you, have in common? The summary: that you had some spiritual lives where this is all you did. Almost every single one who is listening to this program right now had some kind of spiritual life, or two or three or four, where you did some kind of dedication to God. And in that, guess what you did? You gave vows. A vow to God goes right to the soul. And there is where it sticks. And that is the reality that you were taught then, and a reality I'm telling you now. With all of your consciousness as a human being, you give a vow to God to stick it out, to do this, do that, to dedicate your life. And over lifetime and lifetime after lifetime, how many vows did you give? A lot of them. Suddenly you show up in this lifetime, the veil is starting to lift, and guess what happens? All those vows are hitting you in the face. I did this, I said this, and you can't really tell where they're coming from. But they're starting to make a difference, and some of you are uncomfortable. That's not the vow I really want to give today, you might say. I feel it in me. I feel it that I've given a vow or two before. It's a vow that's not me today. Yes, I want a connection with spirit. Yes, but I also want a family. Yes, I want to do this, but a vow in an old energy is very old, very restrictive, and it's not you today. And yet there it is, hanging right in front of you, a vow that you gave in a past life that now is still seemingly active. I know you know where I'm going, and so it will be with a circle of 12. It's time to, number one, recognize what I'm saying is accurate. Don't you feel somehow, some way, that you've been part of spirituality before this life. Most of you will say, yes. Because when I awakened, it felt good. It felt like I was remembering, and you were. You were remembering there's a much bigger picture. That's the first thing. Well, number two, you're starting them to remember what you said and what you did about it, and the vows are there. Some of you have even remembered giving them. That's how strong a vow is in a past life. And now, with the same energy that's revealing them, comes the same energy to dismiss them. But rather than dismissing, you're going to rewrite them. You're going to rework them and reframe them. All of them are your attempt to find the bigger you, to know your soul, to find the bigger love of God, to dedicate yourself to this perhaps in a lifetime that is now. All of them have that in common. So why not take the essence of all of them into one? So you have the energy to literally sit and say to Spirit, "Dear Spirit, I drop all of the old vows that are not my magnificence and that don't mean what they mean today. I hereby drop them, and I can do that because of what I'm about to do. A new one, a better one, one that encompasses them all and one for this life only." And then, dear one, you can make up your vow. I could give you one, but it would be so generic. Every single one of you has a beautiful, beautiful vow. And it can run in any direction. "Dear Spirit, I vow to be one of gratitude in this life and to awaken with gratitude and search for better things." That's a simple one. But there are those who want to go all the way. "Dear Spirit, I dedicate this life to you and my search for the truth." You know, it goes so many ways. But in all of them, please use the word love. Please understand that this new vow is one where you're seeing the veil lift and you're claiming a bigger truth that you're going to discover. And in the process, you vow to look for this or something better. In the process of the vow itself, you make affirmations and you make claims of who you are and what you're doing. That's the vow of today. I am sitting here telling you that it is a real thing. These vows that you've taken, dear ones, they sit right in front of you. What are you going to do? Well, perhaps a circle of 12 will help. Well, maybe the Akashic Angel that some of you are going to meet will help. We'll see. I'm crying, love with all of you. And so it is.